another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
My family loves taking road trips, and I love driving. Maybe it's a control thing, but the problem I have is that the person in the passenger seat's role is to keep the driver company on long road trips. And inevitably, on every long road trip we've ever taken, my wife is...
It's Naporama.
My daughter in the back seat.
Aww.
When we had a dog in the back seat.
He'd be snoring as well. Aww.
Exactly. Everybody's out, and there I am for hours driving by myself. You can't have the radio loud. So every once in a while when that happens, and it kind of irritates me a little bit, I'll hit the brakes a little too hard.
Oh, you're rotten. What's wrong with you as a human being? It's just horrible. Truly, what is wrong with you? Too many things.
Paybacks,
God. Well, so are you planning a road trip over the summer or?
Yeah. We're talking about it again. And I'm going, well, okay, we'll take this road trip.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to drive.
You're going to fall asleep and not see anything.
No, I'm the Uber in this situation. You people are getting like 16 hours sleep a day for crying out loud.
Siri, what do you think of people who fall asleep, you know, as a passenger on all these road trips?
People who fall asleep as the passenger on road trips are enraging.
Thank you.
How dare you just check out and sleep when the driver has to stay up? They are probably tired too, but they can't just go to sleep because they have to make sure that the drive is safe and that nobody dies. That shouldn't have to be only their responsibility. I think that when someone falls asleep in the car, the driver should pull off the road, go into a parking lot, then start jerking the wheel back and forth and screaming bloody murder. That way the person sleeping will wake up in a panic and then never sleep in the car again.
Can't do that.
Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.